Good morning and welcome to the February 7th, 2017 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I've got one recommendation. We can strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances from today's agenda.
Okay, motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Right here.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Arlett, any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I mean, yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of January 31st. Any questions, corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have a couple items. First, from the Milton Historical Society, a thank you to council for the grant. And we also have a nice letter and plaque presented to Sussex County Council for the Milton Little League All-Stars. And the plaque is this one.
Very nice.
I'll give to Mr. Lawson.
Thank you.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments. Where'd Mr. go? Oh, he's not here.
I'll go get it.
Mr. Lawson, if you grab it. Wait a minute, we got somebody going to grab it.
We're in here. We're starting too early for him.
Yeah. Is he on vacation again?
I think he's putting in the carpet or something. Thank you, sir.
I think he's going down to Florida.
Paul Rigger.
Good morning. Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. First thing is, with coming in February 7th already, is I would have thought that I would have seen the planning and zoning appointment, all that coming through today, especially with you having the comp plan this afternoon workshop. You would have had her approved and gone through the process already at this time frame. Second thing is with the Board of Adjustments, is last night with the three members that were present at the Board of Adjustment, when you look at it with Mr. Mills being the chairman on there, his term expired in 2013. So he's working off of a four-year unexpired term. I would think that the chairman of the meeting would be voted in and have at least a current standing or time frame on that board, if he's, however you guys do that. Also, is last week, I wasn't here, but when I was listening to the audio, you and yous were talking about the maps and about what complaint issues coming through when you're on the map about complaints. A lot of times it's on there, a lot of times it's not on there. And when I was listening to that comments, which as much as I'm up here with different issues, a lot of the issues have been fixed. There's still a bunch that are outstanding that are different state issues. But coming across as a neighbor doing a complaint or neighbors questioning anything, for my thing, just to be clear, and the way I looked at it as being a NIMBY, somebody wants to say NIMBY, not a NIMBY, just a concerned citizen dealing with different issues with it. The first thing is, in my complaint, where I am not just complaining for the sake of it, the permit issues on how many permits that were issued, you had the three tractor trailer containers, had to get the permits in the proper zoning for them. The chicken house that he had on the property had to be moved to meet the proper zoning. The other thing, the pig count's up to 30, at least got it down to 8. FDA came in, the whole 9 yards, they had their thing go through. We had the other fish and wildlife. So when you say that people complain or call the constable office complaining, some of us do have a very real legit complaint to where you're overburdened with something. So I just don't think that a lot of people should just be lumped in as saying, basically, oh, it's not directly on your property. Mine just had where I had conflicting that came over onto my property. That's what started all of that. But I'd like to have that to go. And with the meetings being so short and not as long as they've been running, seems like with the time, I presented that list a couple weeks ago, a month ago or whatever. Going through with that, if we're having this, is can we get this on a discussion with such a light schedule coming through and take the time to put these code issues and how far outdated and much needed it is with the population growth to look at the codes that have not been looked at in a very, very long time to fix this and move on. Thank you.
Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Well, I'll tell you what. I got me a little problem. You see, hey, Cole?
Yes, sir.
I wasn't talking to you, sir. I was talking to my dog down here. You see, I got myself a dog, and every time I turn around, I've been trying to train him. And I called him Cole.
Thank you. Well, appreciate that.
He done answered. So every time, but I'm trying to train him not to wet on my leg. Thank you.
Must be a service dog.
William Kinnick.
Good morning, Councilman. I'm here again as William Kinnick at 134 Hitch Pond Circle, Seaford. I'm here representing the constituents that live in manufactured homes. I presented a white paper back on January the 10th, and prior to that, per Mr. Cole's request, we brought in written documentation. Currently, we have one manufactured home community that's going to be totally resolved and gone by the end of this year. There's only six people living in that community, and it's despicable to what's going on in that community. And currently, we're having six other communities that are going through the same process, and we need to have inspections and licensing in this county. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple items to cover today. The first item is a recognition of our 2016 Caroling on the Circle Food Drive. We've come to the time of year where council would like to recognize those that have helped the county in raising items for the less fortunate in our communities. As you know, on December 5th, we held the Caroling on the Circle event here on the Circle, and throughout the holiday season, we have raised over 18,850 items that were distributed throughout Sussex County. We couldn't do it alone. Sussex County employees volunteered countless hours to help, and we also had members of our community, some of which are represented today, help us out. We'd like to recognize them with these plaques and ask them to come forward when their names are called. And we will have their photo taken and plaque presented by Mr. Vincent, President of the Council. Okay. Let's start with Colonial East. Colonial East, Tricia Johnson. Trish, are you here? Okay. Colonial East donated $450. And I see others from Colonial East. Thank you for being here. The Delaware Manufactured Home Owners Association. Coming back up, they helped raise 395 items. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
First State Manufactured Housing Association of Delaware raised $1,672. Jen Allen, thank you for being here. Okay, local law office, Fuqua, Willard, Stevens, and Swab helped raise $500. Representatives from the law office, thank you very much. All right, one of our local schools helped. Is Georgetown Elementary School here? Georgetown Elementary School and their students raised 1,550 items. Thank you very much. How about Georgetown Middle School? Is Georgetown here? Okay. Georgetown Middle School, they helped raise 500 items.
Yay.
H.O. Brittingham, H.O. Brittingham, are you here? Thank you very much. H.O. Brittingham raised 805 items. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. A local preschool, Little Einsteins, are you here? Little Einsteins. They helped raise 200 items. 200 items. Thank you, Little Einsteins.
Come on up here. Here we go.
Come on in here.
Here you go, Dr. Walker. Over here. You want to hold that, my good man? There you go. We're good. We're good.
Too big. Yep, he needs to bow down. Get on these, Tony.
Okay, another one of our schools, Milton Elementary School. Milton, they helped raise 1,100 items. Thank you for being here today. Come forward.
There we go. Come on down. Now you get about half on each side if you want to, however you want to. Whatever suits you, good for me. So it's, everybody, kind of go closer. Let's get a little, there we go. Get friendly. No, don't do that. Be nice now. Be nice. You got to kind of come in a little bit on the ends. Come in. Make sure you keep on coming. Come on in.
If you stand in front of Mike, you won't block him.
Make sure they can see. There you go. Everybody smile. Are we good? Okay.
Thank you. Another school is Sussex Academy here, representatives from Sussex Academy. They helped raise 135 items. All right.
There you go. Come on in here. One side here. There you go. There you go. Smile, look good. There you are. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Next, we'd like to recognize Sussex County Association of Realtors. I see representatives from the association. They helped raise $250. Thank you very much for your support. One more. We always want to recognize the highest contributor to our annual fundraising, and that again for I don't know how many years in a row, Aloft Arrow Architects. Please come forward, Bob. Thank you very much. They helped raise 2,835 items. Thank you. And
thank you very much for what you guys do.
Thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate it. Is there anyone here that I did not call? Anyone here? Okay. I want to make sure our RSVP list was accurate. I want to take a moment to also recognize Best Equipment in Nassau. They donated the wagon. Mark Rothel of the Portable KMK, Portable Moving and Storage, donated the pod. And we also had other local schools donate their time and energy who were not able to attend, including Millsboro Middle School. They raised 1,485 items. Seaford Senior High School raised 525 items. And we want to thank them and everyone else for your participation in our annual fundraising drive. Thank you very much. Okay, Mr. President, the next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for February 7th, 2017. Item number one, the Delaware Department of Transportation will be holding a public workshop regarding the US 113 North-South Study, Millsboro South Area, on Tuesday, February 7th, that's tonight, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Millsboro Civic Center at 322 Wilson Highway in Millsboro. Public comments will be received regarding the supplemental draft environmental impact statement and recently completed by the Federal Highway Administration and the Delaware Department of Transportation. The Millsboro South area includes the towns of Millsboro, Dagsboro, Frankfort, and Selbyville. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. It's not quite 10:30 yet for public hearing. We'll move down the agenda to Mr. Medlars. And Golden North Expansion, State Route 24.
Good morning, Councilor. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, sir.
The first one before you is the Angola North project, long awaited. We've seen that before you several times. We've been dealing with the sewer participation agreement for Love Creek Woods. We've been dealing with the right-of-way acquisitions, easement acquisitions, etc. And the project now has been successfully advertised. We had a number of bidders. The bid results were very closely spaced, and we are within our budget. This is a big project, almost a $6 million project. You can see the lowest responsive bidder is Pact One LLC from Ringgoes, New Jersey, at $5,826,000. It is within our budget, but keep in mind, this is a state revolving loan fund project, so your award is contingent upon the state's concurrence to that. We will have to submit the support documentation in addition to your award recommendation. So having said that, and just to get you oriented around Camp Arrowhead Road, Peddler's Village, a couple of subdivisions, obviously Love Creek Woods, the boat holes included in this, and several other commercial properties. So it's a big project. I think it's well needed. It's on Route 24, and it has been long coming.
You have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion, yes. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 17-04 Angola North Expansion, SR24 Love Creek and Camp Arrowhead Roads, be awarded to Pact One LLC of Ringgoes, New Jersey, at the total bid amount of $5,826,250, pending state revolving loan fund concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
Yes, just
Mr. Arlett.
If I may.
Certainly.
How many bids did we receive in total?
Four, if I remember correctly. Yes, four.
Yep.
Four bids.
Okay. Just wanted to get that. Okay, thank you.
I was present, but I had to think about how many we got.
Okay.
I would say the list we have shows four. Yep. George and Lynch, Adel Construction, and J-O-A-O, and Bradley Construction.
Yes. Yep.
Is George and Lynch the only Delaware bidder that bid?
Yes. Nope. Take that back. Adel Construction is from Newcastle County.
Okay. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
If I may add two items now that we have a motion on this one.
Sure.
That has to do with the question Councilman Burton asked. This was a state way trade project. These projects always attract bidders from the region, because that makes, you know, like having to pay wage rates allows them to be more competitive. If you don't see the wage rates, you would not see that. You would see more Delaware bidders, because nobody would come from New Jersey. Now, that was the one. And the other one is, now that we have an award on the construction, I will be back next week to discuss with you how we approach the construction administration. So I just want to let you know that I'll be back.
We look forward.
That's a good thing. You're here every week.
That's a good thing.
The next item, can we move on to the next
yes,
item?
Yes, sir. Next item.
The next item on the agenda is the, let's call it the Western Sussex Sewer Solution, also known as the Bridgeville Greenwood Alternative. We'll have to reach back a little bit in time. You know that Bridgeville Greenwood operate a wastewater treatment plant under the auspices of the permitting by Bridgeville. And they are a combination of a stream discharge and spray irrigation, and they fall under the federal TMDL for the Chesapeake. So having said this, that leads you, so the first paragraph of the memo, under that particular TMDL, the wastewater treatment plant was, carefully choose the words, was made to execute a consent decree, a federal consent decree with Region 3 EPA, which has some fairly stringent timelines in it as well as upgrade requirements. The towns have initially priced that option out, and even with substantial grant and loan forgiveness, that project will create extremely high user rates in the Bridgeville-Greenwood area. So that's sort of the backdrop. At the same time, the city of Seaford is actually expanding their project, their wastewater treatment plant, and you may recall me talking about that in the context of the Blades Sewer District, because when we brought the Blades extension, the new agreement, they also have allocations for Blades in the Seaford expansion. Seaford is right now required to submit a preliminary engineering report outlining the milestones, how to get to the completion of the wastewater treatment plant. Bridgeville would have to submit a modification to the milestones in the consent decree if we are to proceed with this, if you were to approve this. So that gives you the background on both. So that allowed the opportunity for us, and us being the president, the administrator, and myself, to have a series of discussions with the town representatives and as well with the city of Seaford. And having said this, the two town councils now have come forward with official council motions to request the county evaluate a alternative to the stream discharge and moving the wastewater discharge to the city of Seaford. If you look at your packet, it has a very very preliminary layout of how the alignment would look like from Bridgeville, from Greenwood Bridgeville down to Seaford. That is what I call the base evaluation. So that particular alignment and the cost associated with that and the scope described it in the memorandum with the two towns, that scope would be priced out, first vetted, priced out, and then compared to what Bridgeville Greenwood would have to pay under their current arrangement. So if this moved forward, it would be a sewer district similar to Blades. So that's why we are in the driver's seat. Right now, not in the driver's seat by choice, driver's seat by request. And that there's a big difference. It's not that we imposed our will. No, the towns came to us and said, please investigate that. Now, we're spending some county money out of the engineering miscellaneous account where we have the available funding. And you would ask, why would we do this? It's the same thing. If we're creating a Western Sewer District, it would be very similar to us creating the Heron Creek Sewer District. We expended a good bit of county money to get to the point that we actually created that sewer district. You know, we have to put a lot of effort in, including some consultant effort, to get to that point. That's a very similar approach. So we're not asking that the western part be looked at any differently than what we would look at a Heron Creek Sewer District. So having said that, the city of Seaford as well as the town of Bridgeville requested, and it made the most sense to utilize their existing consultants for this initial step because they are most familiar with the infrastructure and they can put this package together, as I said, the initial evaluation package at a relatively fast speed, which we need in order to satisfy EPA. We've had a number of conference calls with EPA, so they're on board, the state's on board. If we can pull this off, or I should say, if the numbers support that approach, that's a better way to put it, it would be a great solution for Western Sussex. So we are here today that utilization of two engineering firms, which we have actually on our list of preferred providers, so that's not a leap, these two companies are. They're also the engineers of record for the city of Seaford and the town of Bridgeville. And we have prepared for your review and approval today very simple memoranda, which were developed between city management and the engineering department and reviewed by the city solicitor for the form. So what you have before you is a very simple reimbursement agreement, very much written in accordance with the one we have with the Lewis Board of Public Works for the agreement of the utilization of seasonal capacity in the Lewis Board of Public Works treatment plant over in Lewis. So straightforward, gave you a little bit of background. Any questions from council?
Yeah. What's our motion? Do you have a motion?
Here you go.
Do you have a motion, Mr. Harlett?
Oh, yes, I do have a motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that council approve the regional sewer evaluation agreements with the City of Seaford and the Town of Bridgeville at an initial overall estimate of $30,000, not to exceed without prior council approval.
Pleasure of council. Motion, Mr. Second. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion, Mr. Cole?
Yeah, okay. Now, Greenwood's not involved in this at this point. You said something that earlier. You started out with Greenwood, Bridgeville, Seaford, coming right down the line. But this is just Bridgeville and Seaford.
Greenwood is involved by default because Greenwood right now is a customer
of Bridgeville.
So if this district were to be created, it would include the town of Greenwood at its current service territory.
Okay. So we're talking those three towns coming down, and it's all going to Seaford, and Seaford's going to treat it and shoot it out into the river.
Correct.
Is there any concern about capacity, I guess? Mm-hmm. Once this occurs, let's say, does somebody have any like veto power over all of a sudden a huge, you know, somebody buys 1,000 acres outside of Greenwood and wants to develop it? Is there restraints on Greenwood or Bridgeville on them being able to expand their borders? A town has to build its tax base by, you know, growing and expanding its borders and annexing and all that stuff. Oh, anyway, so in this agreement, would Greenwood and Bridgeville be tied to any decisions made in Seaford, I guess, about capacity?
Two-folded questions. Let me answer the land use question first. This particular sewer arrangement, becoming a sewer district potentially in the future, does not change any of the underlying land use comprehensive plan decisions you previously made on the county side as well as the town and city side. So whatever is shown in the annexation areas will remain there, and whatever is not will remain unincorporated as intended. So comprehensive plans will be reviewed in the future, and if there's changes to that, that is irrelevant. Because the only thing we're discussing is sewer, just like the town of Blades will always be serving the water to whatever their territory mm-hmm. is annexed or not. The same will apply to Greenwood and Bridgeville. We may well end up with a piece of sewer district which will never be shown in any of the annexation areas and will always remain unincorporated. But it being a sewer decision, no change to the land use whatsoever. It's been asked by all towns. And I very, very much gave them the same answer, so nobody gets any idea that we would try to change the underlying land use decision.
Okay. Another question would be
No, you asked the second part.
Oh, okay.
Because you asked about allocation and what happens if a large request comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You may recall how the Blades actual agreement is structured. Blades buys into a baseline allocation at the Seaford Wastewater Treatment Plant with a potential to buy additional capacity as outlined in the Blades Agreement. The same thing would apply for the Western Sussex District, Greater Bridgeville, Greenwood. There would be a baseline allocation, and there would be an opportunity to buy into the additional capacity. Part of this investigation, the initial investigation, is whether the anticipated Seaford overall capacity, which currently stands future 3 million gallons per day at the Seaford facility, is sufficient to operate the entire district, the City of Seaford, and the Blades District, or whether additional capacity has to be designed into the treatment plant upgrade. It can be done. It can be done either way, but between city management and myself, we had a discussion. You really like to design it to the point that it's the most opportune for all parties, especially if you have not only a one-way street on the allocation, but if you have the ability to move the allocation back and forth between the partners. Mm-hmm. So that currently in Blades, it's a one-way street. Blades has a certain allocation. They can buy more if they choose. But it could be beneficial that we investigate it. Hey, Blades hasn't used it. Blades may want to give up some. Not making any suggestions. But I'm just saying that's as an example, it could work that way. So we're interested. That would be two steps down the road. So that's just. But I wanted to answer.
Okay. How about then the unincorporated area? Somebody buys a parcel.
The same thing with...
And they want to tap into this. Mm-hmm. I think part of the problem on the eastern side of the county has been that when, like around Ocean View, for instance, as an example, or Millville, developers could go into the county, unincorporated areas, buy all this land, get the sewer capacity, and not need the town. So the towns all of a sudden didn't have any leverage to sell, you know, like right now, Seaford, Bridgeville, they got the sewer systems. So if you want sewer over on the western side of the county, you've got to go to those small towns, and that gives them the ability to expand their tax base. But once the county starts allowing sewer service in unincorporated areas without any requirement that they, you know, annex into the town, then you see towns not not having a service to offer to developers to encourage them to be annexed and all that stuff. So I just, you see that the towns don't have any leverage. So I hate to see, or I'd like to see something over there where the towns, because this is basically the three towns or four towns or whatever, are in the driver's seat when it comes to somebody taking an unincorporated piece of ground that's adjacent to their town, that there's a connection that they have the town has the ability to annex them. Otherwise, the towns won't grow.
So,
nobody wants two tax bases to...
Twofold question.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
I understand completely what you're trying to say.
I thought you would.
So, answer
pretty
one.
I understand him.
Sam doesn't, but I'm sure you do.
The towns have one other... The towns in the city have one other service, which obviously is needed for a commercial and or larger scale residential development, and that is potable water. So there's always that component, which you can see right now happening in Blades when we're talking about the Route 13 extension. These parties are actively negotiating with the town of Blades on the water side. Secondly, we have had just very preliminary discussions with the town and city management with regards to if you were to execute a agreement in the future, mm-hmm. just like Blades, it could have a land use component in it which says if you are in the annexation area and if it is possible for you to annex, then in order to achieve county sewer, you shall annex. And keep in mind, you cannot annex if you're not in the annexation area as shown on the comprehensive plans. And you cannot annex unless you meet the continuity requirements. So carefully crafted language like that, that's sort of a crossover between utility agreements and land use, but I think it has certainly been asked, and I think that would be an appropriate answer. Now, if somebody finds themselves in a parcel outside any annexation area with no land use planning, even plan to ever annex, and they request a sewer service commensurate with their zoning, county zoning, then there should be no reason why we can't entertain that offer, because there is a certain capacity, future capacity, built in the entire district, which includes Bridgeville, Greenwood, and the unincorporated area. Mm-hmm. So let's say somebody wants to build 10, or let's call it always love to see more convenience store. Somebody wants to build a convenience store in the unincorporated area, which is not shown in any annexation whatsoever, and they need the county sewer. They can certainly ask for it, and then it's for you. You remember, it's your call to extend the sewer district or not.
But if we don't have any creative language, I have seen in the eastern side of the county where developers maybe will engage a town about you know, sewer services, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, they say, well, you know, they don't make an agreement for some reason, and then they go their own way, and then next thing you know, right on the edge of town or very near the town, and I think our land use plans kind of encourage us to go, you know, start at the town center and have growth come out, not just scattered all over the place. So, but anyway, I've seen them then avoid it and just go to the state of Delaware, and the state of Delaware says, okay, we'll give you a central sewer system, and you know, on site, or they'll go to a franchiser or something like that, and been able to do it. So yeah, I'm hoping that there's going to be some creative language that give the towns the ability to grow and build their tax bases. Otherwise, we will landlock these towns like we did on the eastern side of the county, and that's where the growth should be, from the towns out. So,
Councilman, I think you and the respective councils on the municipal side are very much in lockstep. There is There's no hidden agenda, and I think that's exactly the approach. But that's two steps down the road.
Okay.
And,
okay.
But it's definitely on the radar.
Okay.
And I think, Mr. Moore, I think regardless of where sewer is, if it's not in an incorporated town, the town cannot make somebody annex.
I know that.
I mean, that's your choice as a landowner. You might say, I never want to annex because of whatever reason. But I think the biggest issue here with this particular subject is trying to help find a way to make it less costly for the users of the Bridgeville Greenwood Sewer District.
Affirmative.
Hopefully much less costly, because the numbers they've talked about, that upgrade that plant in Bridgeville, is astronomical for a small user base. It's going to just be, my God, you can't afford sewer. So this would benefit them tremendously.
And the billing, Mike, where would the billing come from? Does the billing come from the town of Seaford? Who would build if this was built?
It would be billed exactly like the Blades District, and there's a billing in place, and it would be a duplication.
From the county?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we receive a bill from Seaford based on the agreements.
Isn't source?
But we would then have, excuse me, Councilman Wilson, but we would have customers, just like we right now have customers in Blades. We would have customers in the Western Sussex.
In Greenwood and Bridgeville, then would become our customers, or are they still Bridgeville's customers?
No, they would become our customers, just like the Blades customers.
Okay, I guess. Mr. President, I guess I'm understanding it.
Nice. Mr. Wilson.
Isn't a source system considered nonprofit?
By all means, yes, it covers the costs. Ms. Gina, would you like to understand?
Yeah. Okay. What's our argument trying to make a profit on this situation?
Well, there is no argument.
Actually, the profit is when the state puts the state highway and pays for it, and they put town police and length of the town district HR, like that here, right here local.
I think we can put any of these fears to rest, that the expenses have to be met, but that is it.
That's correct.
Any more questions?
Yes, no. Two. This agreement is between the county and Seaford, and you also had mentioned Bridgeville.
Yes, we have two agreements before.
Okay, I just wanted to, because I don't think I see the in the packet here. I'm not seeing the one from Bridgeville, or am I?
If you don't, I thought I forwarded both, but I might be mistaken.
First one that you come to says Town of Bridgeville, Jesse Savage, manager.
I stand corrected. You are correct. Thank you. And then the other piece of this is that this is just a preliminary
basically it's a study, right?
It's a study. So the question is, what is the total bill of the study?
The total we have to get, we being the all the involved team members, that being obviously the municipalities and the county, have to come to a decision point strictly based on value, i.e. cost, whether it is more opportune to form this district and then answer all these detailed questions, or whether the town of Bridgeville Greenwood Consortium will proceed on their own. So this evaluation strictly looks at the preliminary engineering and puts price tags on it. And these price tags are going to be very preliminary, but they allow you to, and I will use the numbers, the Bridgeville Greenwood solution before the towns right now is in the upper teens of millions. So we're talking the 16, 18 million range. We believe that this solution will provide a substantially less costly alternative, or all in. So like the president said, it is our effort here to determine, are we clearly on a better financial footing, or is it too close to call, or is it not worth pursuing? So obviously, too close to call, you will never hear from us again other than the findings. Worth pursuing means it's clearly moving forward, and all these questions asked by our council members will have to be answered in a, let's call it, enhanced agreement, because Blades and the other one will get an enhanced agreement. Or if it's such that we need to spend a little bit more to investigate it further. That's why I left it open. If we say there's 2 or 3 million clearly shown, but we want to get at least to the 4 or 5 million range, I might come back and say, allow us to investigate this particular aspect a little bit more. But right now, I believe the $30,000 will allow us to make the valuation decision. And it's not our decision to make. It's really the decision of Bridgeville Greenwood to make.
So getting back to my original question.
$30,000.
No, wasn't the question. The question is, what is the total amount we are paying the full bill of the proposed?
We are paying a piece of this study as well. $30,000, which is strictly the monetary evaluation portion, just like we would do that for any other district we create where we incur cost to a certain point.
Right.
If we want to create a district, we have to push it to the referendum point. This is not a referendum. This is a municipal council decision point. That's where we're going to push it because it's our district. Remember, it's not their district. It's the county district. So we push it to this point. After that, once that decision is made, that it becomes a county district, then we can form the district and apply for all the funds in a much more organized fashion. At this point, we're not spending any more county general sewer dollars, not taxpayer, but sewer dollars, but we would be spending Western Sussex district dollars. Does that help you?
Okay. I mean, I don't. So the answer I think that you're saying is that the county is paying for the full amount of this study. Because this is a proposed county sewer.
Affirmative.
Correct.
100% correct.
And that the towns would be benefiting and their members would be recipients of this, obviously. So I'm just wondering, should there be a shared expense here or not? I'm just posing the thought because...
No, we're creating a greater Western Sussex Sewer District. It is truly not limited to the towns of Bridgeville and Greenwood. If it initially, when the president and the administrator and I discussed it with the councils, and they were both present, we said, why don't you seek a unilateral solution that would be between the towns, directly with the city of Seaford? We have nothing to do with it. We will not create any district in the unincorporated area. And they've made some evaluations of that and came back to us by council motion and said they would prefer that we create the district, which means we will be in charge of the sewer system in the incorporated and the unincorporated area of that Western District if created.
Okay.
So just to piggyback on Mr. Arlett's question, we're doing nothing different for this district than we do every other district.
Affirmative.
Okay. Any more questions on the motion?
One more question.
What, Mr. Burton?
Wait, Mr. Burton.
I want to piggyback on George's comment. What if if hooking up to the sewer, say this goes through and where it works, what stops somebody from not wanting to go into the town of Seaford? I don't know what, I mean, if I could hang out back here and not be incorporated and still have sewer,
I mean, like Commissioner Burton, you've certainly seen a lot of land use decision come across your desk. And if you go down the list of your experience, you probably see annexations are done for utility reasons, and they're done for, let's say, governmental reasons. They like to be governed by the towns and or municipalities rather than our code. So is there a decision to be made one time where somebody just wants sewer? I'm thinking down my list. It's probably rare. I'm not saying it wouldn't happen, but it would be rare because we're not inclined to rezone anything. You know, we're just, if somebody had an appropriately zoned piece and wanted to put 10 houses on it, let's say, and they want county sewer, it will be before you to expand it to this parcel or not. You know, you are not inclined to do a wholesale rezoning of these areas. No, I mean, you gotta look at it very, very, as I said, it should not be a land use decision, and we can even introduce the language like the towns had suggested, that if it is in the annexation area, that particular parcel you're thinking of, and if it can be annexed, A, it is shown probably in the comprehensive plans, and it can be annexed, then we can write into our agreements that annexation is a requirement of the sewer district extension if the other legal points are met. So, but that's two steps down the road. I think we all support it. I think, as I heard Commissioner Cole support, I think you would support that. I think we would have broad-based support for that. So think of this as this is strictly a utility decision. The county has been wrestling with the Western Sussex Sewer for 30 years. And this is our opportunity, probably the last opportunity, because once Bridgeville Greenwood spends that kind of money and creates these kind of rates and the debt is incurred, I think any and all options are off the table. So this is probably our last best opportunity to create something which the county has been trying to create and the town's probably wanted us to create for a long time.
Well, we also ought to have Everett chime in to say, can we put in this creative language it requires? You know, before we go too far down this path, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, in the past, we've always been, our legal counsel's always made us hesitate on requiring things. So I'm just, I like the idea that, and we just saw it around Ocean View where we had this piece left out and the developer went around it and, you know, it was so awkward. And we ought to learn from our mistakes on the eastern side and go to the western side so that towns can grow. And we ought to do something over there also that will encourage growth over there, you know, as opposed to maybe some incentives. That's the area to do it. But anyway, I think we need to really make sure the language is appropriate, that we can do it, and we are able to do it. So it's just something you might want to, as we go in further down this path, keep that on your radar screen, Everett.
Yes. Mr. Wilson asked for the floor.
I believe that George said here to oppose. I think he might have meant agriculture. I'm not sure about that. Did you mean agriculture? Be opposed to agriculture, George?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You want growth. If you can't have growth, have agriculture at the same time. Is that correct?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't suppose you do.
I do not.
Any more questions of council?
I'd like to ask one more
yes,
statement.
Yes, sir. Before,
here's a statement I was going to ask before I got sorry. We've had meetings out at the Seaford Library a long time ago that were putting too much sewer into the Nanticoke River.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that a problem? Won't that be a problem coming now?
Councilman when Wilson?
Ridgeville and George and Seaford coming together. Not Ridgeville, but Greenwood. All come together and run into the river.
I wanted to state for the record, I did not put Councilman Wilson up to this question. So, because I like to answer the question, that's why I'm saying this. The allocation, under the federal TMDL for the Chesapeake, the allocation for Bridgeville Greenwood will actually migrate to Seaford. So, what you've heard in the library in Seaford was based on the original Seaford allocation of the TMDL. And these allocations are written around pounds of nutrients, pounds of BOD into the Nanticoke. So with the allocations moving, we have the opportunity to design the facility and we actually have the necessary allocation to make it a reality. So it's a very technical, very good question, but the answer you've heard years ago is not applicable to this particular aspect because the EPA has agreed to allow the allocation to stand and to be reallocated in order to do this, it would be a memorandum of understanding between the parties because the EPA has told us point blank, we can't open the federal Chesapeake Bay TMDL for this one little thing, but they gave us an idea of how it could be structured.
Well, there seems to still be a big fight by EPA and cover crops. I know farmers are required to put in cover crops, help cover up what Seaford dumped in Nanticoke River.
I think with the move in the allocation, we don't have to go to the offset route. I am very positive that the offset route will not be needed, that there is substantial enough pounds available to create the capacity which is desired by the municipalities.
I know that's been my big argument. They kept saying nitrates mm-hmm. coming in. I said, well, look, humans put off nitrates because they eat the animals, and animals that put out pollution really puts no more pollution than what a human puts in. That comes from our human waste.
As I said, Councilman, the key thing to this is offsets most likely not be required, and the allocations can be moved with an understanding. So that these are really the sort of the underlying technical aspects. Without these answers, I wouldn't be standing before you, because that could be a dead on arrival kind. If the EPA would have said, no, you cannot structure the movement, that would be very, at that point, it's almost impossible to do.
I think it'd be wise for you to come speak to our Soil Conservation Board when he's done. Because we've seen spend millions of dollars trying to cut back on pollution in the Nanticoke mm-hmm. River.
I can speak to the sewer side of it. I don't want to speak to the agricultural side of it.
Well, that's how we're trying to prevent yeah. pollution.
Well, the guy who was in charge of that Chesapeake Bay region for the EPA, which Hans and Rob and I went and sat with, is now going to be our DENREC chief up there, a secretary.
Proposed,
right? And so this guy will be really knowledgeable. He didn't hear a word we said the day we were over there, but he'll be very knowledgeable about this issue, I'm sure, with us going forward with Western Sussex County Sewer and that what you're just all talking about. So,
So
I don't know if it's going to be easy or hard. So I don't, you know.
It is correct that Mr. Garvin is familiar with this, the mm-hmm. request from the state. Actually, the state DNREC, the secretary, Mr. Small, sent a direct request to Mr. Garvin for this particular issue. So, and Mr. Garvin responded through his associates who run the NPDES program at the Region 3, that they encouraged us to do that. So there is a lot of positive momentum.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Any more questions of council?
Sorry.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Thank you,
sir. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
30 minutes on that one.
We'll now revert back to our scheduled public hearing.